ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important question. That question is this: who are the people for whom paradise is forbidden? In order to answer this question, we will refer to the Quran and the Hadith, which can perhaps give us a better understanding of the answer to this question. In the Holy Quran, we read the following. Indeed, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, indeed, whoever ascribes partners to Allah, Allah shall forbid him entry into paradise, and his refuge shall be the fire. And it's been narrated that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, paradise is forbidden to three types of people: one who is reproachful for his gifts, one who backbites, and one who imbibes alcohol. These are all very, very grave sins, and the Prophet said the person who commits them, paradise will be forbidden for him. Of course, unless the person asks forgiveness for God. It's also been narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a traitor and a deceiver will not enter paradise. These are also people for whom paradise is forbidden. Finally, it's been narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever assumes responsibility of taking care of a people, then deceives them, Allah forbids him entry into paradise. Right, so if you've been like this, there could be many instances for this. Like, for example, let's say that a person gets married and he has a family, and thereby God has entrusted him with the responsibility of taking care of his family. But he lies to them. He might lie to his wife or his children, and deceives them. This is one instance of this. Or you could say another instance of this is, like, let's say there's a leader of a country or a leader of a group of people, a society, who has been entrusted with taking care of them, but he deceives them for his own interest. This person, paradise will be forbidden for him. These are all, of course, with the condition that the person doesn't make amends and ask forgiveness from God and try to rectify these lies and these deceitful actions that he has committed. Conversely, there are certain people for whom paradise is guaranteed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said the following: whoever safeguards for my sake what is between his beard, his tongue, and what is between his legs, meaning his private parts, I will safeguard paradise for him. And he also said, present me with six things, and I will present you with paradise. When you speak, do not lie. When you promise, do not break it. When you are entrusted with something, do not betray. Lower your gazes, guard your private parts, restrain your hands and your tongues. These are all very important things. If we, we act upon them, then, of course, with the condition that we do not, do other sins, then, paradise is guaranteed for us. And these are all trials that, that we can say that paradise is surrounded by. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, through trials one attains paradise. And Imam Ridha alayhi salam said the following: whoever asks Allah for paradise but does not endure tribulations has in fact ridiculed himself. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the people for whom paradise is forbidden in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.